Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We were at a party. The earlobe fell in the game. Someone reached in and grabbed it.
Hear about the horrible, terrible, no good, filthy, disgusting comments that former President Trump made over the weekend. You didn't. You didn't see where he called for a bloodbath and told people to engage in political violence if he loses the election? You didn't see that? Oh, we obviously weren't watching social media or seeing any of the headlines on TV, because if you did see them, that's what you might have believed he said. So here's just a little taste of some of the setup. This is Kristen Welker on Meet the Press.
And while addressing the auto industry, the former president made this ominous comment.
All right. Margaret Brennan setting up for an interview that she was going to do with Mike Pence.
Last night he was talking about electric vehicles in particular and said when it comes to Chinese companies who manufacture in Mexico, he's going to put in tariffs. But I want you to listen to exactly what he said.
Yeah, listen to the words, man. Listen to the words. Okay, so now, I mean, those were fairly light, but, and I'm glad she put context in. Even Mike Pence appreciated her putting a little bit of context in. So here's what he actually said.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
So did he call for political violence if he doesn't win the election? Is that what he's... No. did he even say there would be political violence? Because, like, the most extreme version of this is Trump reinforcing his calls for political violence. It's January 6th all over again. Okay. I hear that. Listen, you know me. I'm never shy about criticizing former President Trump. But your criticism always has to be fair. Right? Otherwise, you're just an enemy. Okay? And first of all, he didn't call for the violence. Second, I don't even think he's describing it as violence. Bloodbath is a metaphor. A metaphor for a really ugly economic outcome if he doesn't win the election, and therefore the Chinese are making EVs in Mexico and exporting them willy-nilly free at large to come to the U.S. under some future Biden economy. Because that's what the context was. But, you know, so many outlets, so many people want to hear it the other way because they're so accustomed to seizing on every opportunity he gives to make the case that he's some horrible, terrible tyrant dictator waiting to do awful, evil things, which there are times when he gives that indication. This just isn't one of them. Mike Pence.
What does that mean? And given how divided the country is, does that language concern you, particularly when it comes to political violence?
Well, first, I want to commend you, Margaret, for putting that in context. I mean, I woke up this morning seeing online all the discussion about bloodbath, and as you've just reflected, the president was clearly talking about the impact of imports devastating the American automotive industry.
Was that clear to you? Because it was a little muddled.
I think it was. It's only unclear to you if you can't hear properly. Or if you're going into it trying to hear something that isn't there. I'll give you another example. Over the weekend, again, speech in Ohio. I think this was Colorado. It was Ohio, yeah. I think this is the one where he was working on one of the representatives there trying to get him elected. But it doesn't really matter. Here's Kristen Welker, again, from Meet the Press, who is, I mean, among the people who are on the Sunday morning shows, Kristen Welker is definitely in the not-so-great-edit category. Dana Bash. Oh, I can't even listen to Dana Bash anymore. She's always interrupted. She did the Bibi Netanyahu interview yesterday. You know, always when he's talking. And they're on a satellite delay. He can't even hear her for another half to a second later. And she, but when, shut up. stop it. Just let the man answer and then you answer. That's how this works. Anyway, but back to Kristen Welker, who I said is also not particularly good. Here's what she said leading into a different comment.
Last night at a rally in Ohio, he said some undocumented immigrants aren't people.
Egads. Is that what he said? Some undocumented immigrants are not people? That horrible racist. Listen, here is what he actually said.
If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion.
Is he talking about undocumented immigrants or is he talking about MS-13 convicted gang members? I mean, come on, people. There are plenty of reasons that you might legitimately criticize former President Trump. But, I mean, if you're just going to lie. He did not say undocumented immigrants. He said MS-13 convicted gang members, some of whom are not people. What does he mean? Do they not have human rights? I don't know what he means by it, but I think an awful lot of people don't believe that MS-13 gang members are people of the same degree that we think of everybody else being. They are like animals. Well, Andrew, does that mean you think they're not made in the image? No, because I have a theological foundation. Okay, but you've got to at least say the truth. The truth he's saying, you know, the truth about what he's saying is some convicted gang members are not people at all. What do you, in his mind, right? What do you do with that? Well, I don't know. Let's have a conversation. What do you mean by that? Does he mean that they don't have rights of any kind? You mean you treat them like animals? I don't know, but that's a far cry from saying, you know, undocumented immigrants are just. Oh, it's going to be like, you know, what do we got? 8 months of this left? 7.5 months of this left. So happy time. 617 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Not seeing any issues on our roadways right now. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're looking good on Burgess and Olive. 12th Avenue is clear through to Palo Fox and W Street. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning is good. And if you're on Highway 98, east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, nothing slowing you down there. If you do see anything and you want to report it, let us know on our traffic tip line. Call or text 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If I say brand names for good imports like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, Lexus, you might think, you know, hey, look, I pay extra for these. I got to pay extra to service them. You do pay extra for them. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to go to the dealership. And if that's at a distance, like in Destin or Mobile, you don't have to drive that distance, put the gas in the car, take the time. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. No problem. Actually, by law, you can't require somebody to come to your dealership to service a car. That's a federal law. It's been around for decades. They work on those. They work on the, you know, domestic cars. No problem. Okay. You know, we're not neglecting Ford. Okay. And GM, but they work on anything. If it's a diesel car, they work on that, or a truck. Yes. No problem. If it's a gas engine, more typical. Yes. Of course. No problem. The philosophy there is to see you for little things. Right? The preventative maintenance, the scheduled maintenance, the take your body into the doctor once a year kind of maintenance and make sure that it's, you know, not going to break down on you. Well, same thing. They can see the problem before it's a big problem, avert it, costs you less money, creates less inconvenience. That's the idea. The website philosophy, that healthcare clinic for your car, carclinicservice.com, like it's a healthcare clinic for your car. So if you need something done to your car, just want to find out more, go on the website or take your car directly in. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta. Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core 4 includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms. Why does everyone always laugh when I say that? They are after me, Lucky Charms.
I did watch the entire meeting on Monday, so I feel like you don't have to bring me up to speed. Side note, it is much more enjoyable and sometimes to watch the meeting than it is to sit through it. I heard y'all had some robust conversation on this. Please don't feel the need to add anything for my behalf. Is there any new conversation that needs to be had today by any members of the board on this item about the temporary speed limit reduction?
That's Sam Parker, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman, District 1, Pace area. I have to think about it for a second. Talking about the potential reduction of the speed limit on Navarre Causeway to 20 miles an hour during the shorebird nesting season slash during the tourism season. James Calkins, of course, has been the one to advocate to keeping it at 35 miles an hour. Says he met with Brad Baker, that's the assistant city county administrator. It's not a requirement. Ray Eddington, District 4 Navarre.
That says my district. I talked to Mr. Baker this morning. That's right, we don't have to.
Yeah.
I agree. But the state does have a law about 25. And I'm okay moving it to 25 if we can, you know, be doing that way. Meet their standards also.
So he says, and he says that he had gotten complaints from people, just like James Calkins gotten, you know, complaints from people that they don't like it being lowered because it interferes with traffic. And he says, look, I'm good with 25. Brad Baker says, yeah, we, you know, there are projects on the beach that are related to this and, you know, we do it for that. And of course, the shorebirds. Sam Parker says, you know what, let me just cut to the chase here.
Years I've been on the board, we've been asked to do this. It's been brought up, you know, some opposition in years past. I want to say unequivocally, I'm going to say the last thing I've said the last 3 years. If you go back and watch the tape, I guarantee you this is what I said. I am going to absolutely support the speed limit reduction because I'm doing it for the safety of the pedestrians that will be visiting the beach. Our tourists, it has no sidewalks right there during that corridor. I did verify that, not just by memory, but by Google Street Maps prior to the meeting. And you're going to have young children that are here visiting with their families. You're going to have adults that are unfortunately inebriated from alcohol. They're going to be transversing that area right there. And the way you got the car parking, a lot of them from experience walk between the cars and the road.
So that's a good safety note, and it makes sense, him being a former cop and all, that he'd be concerned about pedestrian safety.
So I unequivocally will say I'm supporting it. It has nothing to do with the birds. If there's anything that'll save a pedestrian from being struck or a child from being run over, I'm going to support it. And so there's my stance. I think Mr. Smith was right in his statement of a 3-2 vote on Monday. And so just to, in the spirit of getting staff out to lunch, if y'all are good with it, I'll just go ahead and make a motion, and then we can move forward.
So moving it down to 20 just for the sake of protecting the people, which, you know, it's a school zone, right? You're making the school zone. And if it's normal for people to be walking around in there.
Oh, it was at 20, I guess, but we were allowed to go 25, which is still lower than what it is now.
It's James Calkins.
Is there consensus on 25? I'm looking for what y'all are. Are you all?
I'm sticking with 20.
Okay.
I mean, and I'm doing it for the safety. I mean, that's it. Right. I've said the same thing every single year.
I respect everybody. Like I said earlier, it's not a hill I'm going to die on, but I'm going to vote no on this item.
All
again,
right.
Like I do every year, but I respect everybody. And
thank you.
I'll second you, Mr. Chairman.
What then does it mean? It's not a hill I would die on. I'm going to vote against it this year and every year, but it's not a hill I'm going to die on. What? He's literally doing the exact thing that's the opposite of what he said. No, I mean, it's a hill you're going to die, and you're going to keep voting against it, right? Unless he means pitching a huge fit in the commission meeting where you can't do anything about it, but that's just such a weird thing. So they have the vote, and I was surprised that Ray Eddington actually voted for the reduction, because he had been the one that had said against it. So whatever, too many things to say about James Calkins. So they're going to reduce it to 20, some for the birds, some for the people. Back to normal every year. Same thing. 626 News Radio 92.3. We've got Jake with our traffic. Jake?
That story was for the birds, man.
Thank you.
Well done.
You feel good about that choice?
I don't. this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Not seeing anything on our roadways to report to you this morning. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 29 is clear from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. 9 Mile is accident-free, not showing any delays in Carr City. And Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there on our roadways, let us know. 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide whether it's time or not, where you go, where to start, what used or new. Okay, listen, I recommend Frontier Motors. It's an almost new, like 1, 2, 3 years young car with low miles and great condition. So the kind of cars you can really depend on. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. And then you buy it and then you don't have to deal with a car buying for another, 10 years. I mean, that's how I do. You can renew more quickly if you like, but that's how I do it. But the idea there is they get a big selection of cars, about 300 on the lot at any moment, all different makes and models, and you can side-by-side compare them. And, if you haven't bought a car in a long time, you've got a lot of technological changes, and it may behoove you to really fiddle with the knobs and play with things and see what they've got, because, the differences in technology could be something you never had to think about before, but now are kind of the big deal. And, of course, fuel economy and the look and the feel of the seats, just all of the stuff. Go to one place where you can compare it all. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi. 628 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, 5 states holding presidential primaries on Tuesday. Of course, Donald Trump and President Biden both already have the delegates to clinch their nominations, but they are looking to increase the delegates they have in Florida, Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. And apparently a second man has now been charged, Andrew, in connection with the theft of Judy Garland's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. An indictment was made public over the weekend. 76-year-old Jerry Salatraman of Crystal, Minnesota, now charged with theft of major artwork and witness tampering. He had not entered a plea as of his last appearance on Friday. The slippers were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 20 years ago. They'd been missing since then until the FBI recovered them in 2018. Prosecutors say Salatraman knew that the slippers were stolen and had threatened a woman to keep her from reporting their location.
Okay, so I have a problem with this whole story.
Okay.
The ruby slippers were stolen merchandise from the get-go. Dorothy stole them from the Wicked Witch of the East.
Hmm.
Right?
I mean,
they rightfully belong to her sister, the Wicked Witch of the West.
A good
That's
lawyer
the appropriate
could make this
line
argument.
Of inheritance, yeah. And there you have Dorothy. I mean, the whole basis of the controversy in this movie is over stolen slippers, and now we're getting upset that somebody stole the stolen slippers?
Hmm. I hadn't considered that point of view.
Such a great answer.
I'm going to have to sample that.
Oh, David, I love you so much. Thank you so much for the news. 5:30, and I make it not so much news sometimes. Oh, Governor DeSantis can say he's going to sign the social media bill. That's also the porn age verification bill, in case you were confused. They are both in the same bill, HB3, and he says, I'm in.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vladimir Putin is re-elected president of Russia, a fifth six-year term.
The outcome wasn't a surprise, since most of Putin's opponents are in prison or, like in the case of Alexei Navalny, dead. There were some protests in Russia with people just standing at polling stations. There were demonstrations at Russian embassies around the world.
Fox's Jill Nato. One person is dead, two wounded, and police in Jacksonville City, Florida are looking for several suspects in a shooting last night in a beachfront bar district. The Israeli military launches a raid on a hospital in Gaza City.
We know that senior Hamas terrorists have regrouped inside the Shifa hospital and are using it to command attacks against Israel.
IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's wholly inappropriate for top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer to call for new elections in Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 59 degrees. It is mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Police are investigating a possible DUI crash today after a car hit a PPD cruiser this morning. This happened on Bayou Boulevard near Buffalo Wild Wings in the AMC Theater. Police say the officer was in the turning lane when a vehicle that was heading in the opposite direction swerved across the road, ended up hitting that cruiser in the passenger side. PPD says the officer involved was taken to the hospital with a possible knee injury, and that driver now being investigated for a possible DUI charge. An investigation continuing this week after an apparent murder-suicide in downtown Pensacola last week. Police say they responded to a home on Strong Street Friday morning where they found two people who had died of gunshot wounds. Investigators said the two appeared to be residents of that apartment. A Santa Rosa Beach man facing several felony charges after allegedly distributing child pornography online. Police say 44-year-old Christopher Pappenfort was arrested on Thursday after deputies had received a tip he'd been sharing the videos on a social media app. Police say those videos showed kids between 3 and 13 years old being sexually abused. After a search warrant was served at Pappenfort's home and several devices were seized, deputies say they were able to link Pappenfort's accounts with the video files that were shared. Pappenfort now faces 6 counts of possession of child porn, 58 counts of transmitting child pornography, and other charges as well. He's since been released from the Walton County Jail on $25,000 bond. A Milton man died over the weekend after being hit by a vehicle on Highway 87. FHP says two people were walking in the middle of the highway early on Sunday morning when one of them was hit. This happened near Sandy Hill Lane just after 1 o'clock that morning. Troopers say the vehicle swerved to attempt to avoid those pedestrians. However, it struck the person that was closer to the center of the road. That pedestrian died as a result of the accident. Well, several major highways around Eglin Air Force Base might be closed this morning for testing at the range complex. Those closures will include Highways 85 and 285, State Roads 293 and 123. The closures should last about 90 minutes and happen sometime between 9 a.m. and noon today. Officials do say anybody commuting throughout the area should plan alternate routes or adjust their schedules to make it before or after that test window. The U.S. Coast Guard making a big dent in drugs heading into the U.S. last week. The crew of the Coast Guard cutter Campbell seized $52.7 million in narcotics. They also arrested 27 suspected drug smugglers last Thursday. Florida sports fans have a few teams to follow in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The field of 68 teams announced last night. Three teams from Florida made it. The Gators are the number 7 seed in the South region. They'll play Friday in Indianapolis. The Florida Atlantic Owls are back after making the Final Four last year. They're an 8 seed in the East region this year. They'll be playing Northwestern Friday in Brooklyn. And the Stetson Hatters making their first ever NCAA tournament appearance. They're a 16 seed in the East region. They'll play Connecticut Friday in Brooklyn. It is 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways to report. No accidents showing up from FHP. Looking at the congestion maps here, not seeing any slowdowns to tell you about. If you're coming out of Milton on Highway 90 through Pace this morning, nothing slowing you down there. Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, even over in Windhaven Beach, not seeing any problems getting onto Hurlburt. Here on the west side, Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. No slowdowns on Cervantes and Bayfront Parkway showing no delays. If you see anything out there slowing you down on our roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, a little breezy for the afternoon, high near 66 degrees. Temperatures tonight getting very chilly, 39 degrees. For Tuesday, we will have that breezy weather continue with sunny skies, high near 61. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 46. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 59 in Pensacola. 59 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Drive DeVilbiss Healthcare has announced it will no longer make its sleep apnea devices. The discontinued machines were filled with the same foam used in Philips Respironics, who also just recently halted the manufacturing of its sleeping devices. The foam found inside both gadgets prompted a massive recall, stating it could spew dangerous particles and fumes into the lungs of a patient. Data proves one thing to be true. Inflation is not going anywhere anytime soon. Last week, New York Federal Reserve data said consumer prices rose 3.2% from a year ago, while wholesale prices had a 1.6% year-over-year increase, which is the biggest move since September of 2023. The Federal Reserve is set to convene for a two-day meeting starting tomorrow to discuss the state of the economy and possibly cut interest rates, which is not expected until this summer. Futures are slightly higher as investors await the Fed's meeting tomorrow. That's your money now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Oh, man, what a great song. Way to wake me up on a Monday morning, Jake. I appreciate that. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Have you heard about the enhanced games? You heard about this? The enhanced games? It's the Olympics plus steroids. The enhanced games are like the XFL. I mean, it's not quite the same, but the idea is that you would have athletes able to dope and compete in swimming and diving and wrestling and volleyball and basketball and baseball and, you know, I don't know, badminton, gymnastics, and not have to worry about trying to have a clean games because it would be not a dirty games, but, you know, it would be a competition between athletes who are all willing to use performance-enhancing drugs. And you say, what? Well, okay. The other part of this, by the way, is money.
There's another factor, money. The games, which have not secured a TV deal yet, promise athletes a fair base salary to be announced later, plus bonuses. A huge contrast to the International Olympic Committee, which does not pay medalists. That's left to home countries to decide. And in the U.S., only medalists get paid, about $30,000 for gold. Way less than the minimum salaries in the big four men's sports here in the U.S.
Have you ever thought about, like, the money that doesn't flow to Olympic athletes, how much of their life they invest in this endeavor and do not get paid for it? Like, a gold medal in the U.S., apparently, this is NBC doing the reporting, $37,000. Which is, you know, not terrible. I mean, you can't live on it. You know, I mean, it's not a bad extra bonus, but if you're not making other money, right, at, you know, or if you're, it's not great. And that's if you're a gold medalist. Bronze is 15 and silver is 22.5. That is pretty weak. No wonder they sell the medals, you know, at least sometimes, right? So this is purporting to pay people significant amounts of money. I mean, if you look at, like, minimum salaries in Major League Baseball, $740,000. The NBA, $953,000. In the NFL, $795,000. In the NHL, $750,000. And in archery, it's, right, it's nothing. So this is a very interesting thing to me because much like we talk about the exploitation of athletes in college athletics, because there's massive amounts of money being made on their endeavor, but not made by them, which does reminisce a bit of some other practices historically that we thought were not acceptable, okay? I've always thought that was crazy. You know, the argument for purity in college sports, the argument for, well, they're getting an education. I mean, okay. But there's all this money sloshing around, and the people who generate the activity that makes the money aren't getting it. That's wrong. I mean, that is unethical. How do you solve that problem? Good question. You know, what's the mechanism to get from here to there? But the basic, the status quo is unethical. But same for Olympic athletes. Well, let me say this. Assuming there's money to be made. You know, there's huge TV contracts, sure. Is there a lot of profit involved in that? I don't know the economics of the Olympics enough. I know that, you know, cities will put out a ton of money and then it's not even clear whether they break even for it and all that. But if there is money to be made, then the athletes should surely get a slice of it. So that's going to be part of this. But the particulars of the performance-enhancing drugs part, they had a spokesman on NBC this morning. They had a guy, last name was D'Souza, but it's not Dinesh D'Souza, it's just some guy named D'Souza, was on there talking about, you know, what do you think about the critics?
What would you say to your adversaries who are, you know, not supportive of this, who say that the Olympics, it's about a clean environment to show how far you can push the human body on an even playing field?
Well, it's a different playing field. The Olympics are like the opera, and we're like a rock concert. We want to be like Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Now, without getting myself into too much trouble, let me just say, we watched the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie. Well, we watched and fast-forwarded a lot of the Taylor Swift Eras movie. My wife watched and fast-forwarded. I fell asleep about 20. Just not my thing. It's if you love it, if you love her, if you love her music, that's great. I tried. I thought I'm going to learn what this thing is that people are so into, and I was like, it was not for me. So selling it that way maybe doesn't appeal to me, but I get what they're saying. You know, it's acoustic in the round in the local coffee shop versus a rock concert. Now I think that's probably a bit of an exaggeration, but you can imagine a completely different environment if they're not willing. You know, if they're willing to go to whatever lengths in order to make this thing, I don't know, fun. So what kinds of money might be involved? We'll tell you about that in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Not seeing any major problems on our roadways this morning. FHP is not reporting any accidents in our area. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything slowing you down there. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. And Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. If you do see anything out there on our roadways and you want to report it to us, let us know on our traffic tip line. You can text or call 437-1620. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to the prospect of the enhanced games, the Olympic games where you're allowed to use doping, okay? They're talking about all kinds of weird financial incentives.
Promise of a payout appealing to swimmer James Magnussen, a three-time medalist from Australia who says he's never used steroids, but vowed to, quote, juice to the gills to get a seven-figure bonus from the Games' organizers if he can break the 50-meter freestyle record.
That's horrifying. Just because I think about health issues, right? I think about somebody's willing to run the risk of deliberately degrading their health, it sounds like, in order to make money in front of, I know the jaded view is, well, what do you think happens, you know, when people play football and hurt themselves or when people box and hurt themselves? I understand. And racing. I mean, all these endeavors involve risk. But this would mean that people are using things to enhance their performance that may not enhance their health. You know, short-term benefit for output with long-term consequences. And that's horrifying. I mean, a lot of the anti-doping rules are there to protect the athletes from themselves, from the bad choices they might make. It's not just to create an even playing field. It's also to create an even non-harmful playing field, right? That's kind of the idea. You know, some batters would prefer in baseball not to wear a batting helmet. Well, you have to. Why? To protect your head. It's my head. Yeah, but we're going to make you wear it anyway. And when they first put in safety regulations, generally people are very reluctant about it for that exact reason. James Magnussen, they're the swimmer, he says,
"We're going to do this in the open. There's no secrecy. It's not done in the shadows. I'll document it. I'll be completely open and honest with everything I take, how it's making me feel, how my performance is affected, and if there are any side effects, what those are."
So the upside of doing this enhanced games is you know, nobody gets disqualified for doping after the fact, right? You wouldn't have titles and medals taken away from people. There's upside in the transparency, okay? You know, the downside seems to be health risks. Are we creating a culture that, see, because the other thing is, what do you now do to the general culture of youth athletics? Because right now, youth athletics, even though some people might feel like there's an incentive to, for them to use performance-enhancing drugs, the whole field of play is prohibiting that, right? Whether it's Olympics or whether it's, you know, youth sports or college or professional sports, it's all prohibited. And so there's a good incentive in place for young people not to do this either. Now all of a sudden you're creating an alternative pathway where somebody could take that, hey, maybe they do use stuff in the beginning and they go along. I don't love it. I will tell you, I do not love it. But as somebody who believes in the free market, transparency, I don't know. I find myself very conflicted about it. Obviously, they would not be the same, you know, reward. Or the records would not count the same. But, you know, would this mean that we're going to start to have, like, you know, juiced baseball, unjuiced baseball, juiced? I mean, it's just, I don't think we're missing this right now. But clearly, we have an enforcement problem. Clearly, we have a challenge of making sure that people don't engage in this behavior. And it's a long-time conversation that have been had about, you know, what is the role of regulation when it comes to something like an athletic endeavor? Because, by the way, somebody texted and made a good comment and said, you know, you could almost see this would be more of the natural venue for example, trans athletes, because you wouldn't be able to make the argument anymore. Would you be able to make the argument anymore that they wouldn't be women? Because they've got enhancements from nature. I don't know. Questions to be decided, I suppose. 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need to work on a home improvement project, you're doing a remodel or you're building something from scratch, or you're just fixing a, you know, something that somebody broke, or maybe you tried to fix it and you need to unfix your fix, Pensacola Hardware, they'll take care of you. It's not just that they have the stuff in stock that you need. That's true. They always have it in stock. Because you will not go there for something you need and they don't have it. They will have it. And if they don't have it, you don't need it. But they will have it. Okay, they actually have two massive warehouses in back that you don't typically go in, but, like, you know, floor to ceiling from 173 years worth of being in hardware business. They got it's like your grandpa's shed on, well, pardon the metaphor since we've been talking about steroids. Like, massive version of that. But also, they have all the advice. Like, you're going to go there, and if you want to ask them something, they'll know the answer. And if the person you ask doesn't know, they'll find somebody there who does know, because they will know. They will be able to help you and give you guidance. So they have been around since 1851, the oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, older than Levi's. 33 presidents out of the 46. They have been around for that long. So they know how to help. Helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where to go. I want to go. Give me the go. I want to go.
Kind of have to let it get there, right? Oh, yeah. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jake has got our traffic on the fives on this day after St. Patrick's Day. It's as celebrated. It's St. Patrick's Day as celebrated on the air because we weren't here yesterday, obviously.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
you sound under-enthused by that.
I've never been a big fan of St. Patrick's Day.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not like good beer and good corned beef? Is it? You don't like drinking and kissing and dancing and having fun?
Maybe not in that order. I don't know.
What do you have against red-haired people? Why do you hate my people?
Nothing. Just,
go on, Jake. Tell them about the traffic, you hater.
Yes. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds this morning, not seeing anything slowing you down on Highway 98 east and west through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing anything there either. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. Caroline Street in Milton is good. And looks like Pine Blossom Road and Oriole Street are also good. If you see anything else out there on your roadways slowing you down, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
What you have against Ginger Appreciation Day, but, you know, whatever. Oh, this might be my favorite commentary on the Kate Middleton stuff. You ready? Somebody says, this is Greg Buffett, his? I don't know who this is. Anyway, on Twitter. I know exactly where Kate Middleton is. She's falling in love with a small-town bakery owner who has no idea she's a princess, and he's going to help her rediscover the meaning of Christmas. Coming to Hallmark Channel this fall.
Hey, it'll be Stuck in the Middleton with you.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, all right. What are you going to do to top that, Dave? Dude?
Well, I don't know if I can top it or not. The Israeli military reportedly launched an overnight raid at the Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza this morning. Hamas fighters were said to be directing attacks from that hospital. Gaza's health ministry says 30,000 people were sheltering there. And for those of you who don't want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day,
why would we cater to them?
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
So simple. It's meat cooked in tomato sauce and served on a bun. And we've been eating them for 95 years, all thanks to a Cuban bar owner who's said to have invented the dish. His name was Jose, but everyone called him Joe. Even celebs like Errol Flynn and Ernest Hemingway are said to have eaten his creation. It's a budget-friendly win for a Monday, and you can make it a Sloppy Jane by swapping out the meat for chicken or turkey, but it's still messy. I'm Bree Tennis.
Now, I inadvertently celebrated Sloppy Joe Day yesterday.
Well, okay, again, the significant takeaway from this story is how white people have stolen a brown person's dish and called it their own. His name is Jose, and we call it Sloppy Joe's. It should be Sloppy Jose's.
Huh.
That sounds vaguely racist. Anyway, but no, don't... You know, it was invented by a Hispanic guy, and here we are acting like it's, I mean, that's cultural appropriation 100%, isn't it? Like there might be a transgressors episode coming.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.